Welcome to the weekday podcast of Sugar Hill Church, a church that truly is the perfect place for folks who aren't. So whether you're exercising, driving, meditating, or just hanging out with us today, thanks. Let's join Pastor Chuck Allen for an encouraging message.
Hey, Rachel, thank you for that introduction. I'm so glad that you've joined me for another Sugar Hill Church weekday podcast. Of recent days, I have spent a lot of time in Psalm 23, and if you've been following these podcasts, you know that I really love the teaching that comes out of the 23rd Psalm. I think where I left off recently was at the point where the psalmist writes, "He restores my soul." I think a lot of people try to figure out, okay, what does that actually mean? What is my soul? And the best way I can describe it, it is everything that you are and are becoming from the top of your head to the end of the toe. It is your entirety. It is the part of you that eats and drinks and feels and knows, and it's the part that has pain and sorrow and joy and laughter. And I really believe that often what happens when we feel like we've been hurt, when we feel like we've been not loved, when we feel like we've been attacked, often what happens is that the broken depths of our soul are healed and regenerated in a life that is completely connected with God, our Creator, the eternal kind of life. So when the psalmist says, "He restores my soul," I think what he's really saying is this, that apart from God, my soul always wanders. My soul always can make the wrong choice. My soul can be broken and wounded and weary, but part of what the promise of God says, which he already has made a big deal about, where he says the Lord is my shepherd, where he says I'm not going to want because the Lord is my shepherd. He lets me lie down in green pastures, and when a sheep would lie down in green pastures, it would mean that they're not eating any longer, they're full. And he would walk or lead me beside still waters, where I would know that I know that I know I don't need to drink anymore. Like the Lord said to the woman at the well, you know, whoever drinks this water is going to thirst again, but whoever drinks of the water that I give them will never thirst. And then the very next line is, "He restores my soul." And so my takeaway from that was, because he is my shepherd, he has everything that I could ever desperately need, and he fills all of my want. And then right behind that, I get to rest. I get to be at peace. And when my soul is coming apart and when I'm unraveling, when I'm overwhelmed with this life, he restores my soul. In what way? The eternal kind of life. And then right behind that, the psalmist says this, "He leads me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake." I think I have said this so many times in my life, where I went through the motions and I said those words and I didn't realize that the effect of the restoration of my soul is that I walk in paths of righteousness on behalf, as a natural expression, of my renewed inner soul. My insides are being changed because he's restoring me. And as a result, the natural outcome is that I am walking in, because I'm following him in the path of righteousness. Why though? Because it's for his sake. You see, the Lord has a unique way of ensuring that he does what he does in our lives for our good and his glory. So as long as I walk the paths of righteousness, I am trusting in the only shepherd in my life that can run so deep that I can then declare the great statement of the 23rd Psalm. Let me go back and make sure we didn't miss that. "He leads me in paths of righteousness for his name's sake." How do I know that? Because he has restored my soul. He has gone to work within me. I think you've probably heard on this podcast or my preaching often where I talk about these things aren't about behavioral modification. They're not about, okay, I'm going to be good. It's more that we have let God go to work within our soul, and he restores that so that we now can walk in the path of righteousness, meaning we follow him, we live for him, and we do that for his name's sake. And all of that happens so that I can declare this next big step that we'll tackle on Monday, which is, "Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil." Now, just a quick glimpse into next Monday. A life without lack is one that carries no fear of evil. And when I look at that, I think to myself, at times, my worrisome soul is when I let evil creep in and try to convince me that God's not in control. My friend, I look forward to seeing you Monday back here for one of our weekday podcasts where I'll tackle, "Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil." Rachel, thanks for hosting and being a part of this. And tell folks about our services that are coming up this weekend. Folks, listen, I'm so grateful you listen. God bless you. Bye now.
Thanks so much for joining us today for the weekday podcast. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our gatherings each Sunday at 9:30 and 11. And we are always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. Again, thank you for joining us today. Please share these weekday podcasts with friends and family by tapping the share button. Have an awesome day.